The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Shkolim has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachal Aleha HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Reb Chaim Aaron, Admeya V'Esrim Shana. May the Torah study through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
Shkolim Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara brings a machlokes, an omen beis, machlokes between Shmuel and Reb Chiya. The whole arichus, what exactly the shita of Reb Chiya was. But there's a machlokes, there's two concepts that are discussed in the Mishnayis that we're learning. What is a korban and what's not a korban? And the nafkamina is from which money, even though both of them are tzorche hegdish, things that have a shem korban are paid for with the trumas halishka. That's the when they were matrim the lishka, when they took the money of the shkolim out of the lishka, that money, that trumas halishka was used for the korbanos themselves. Other tzorche hegdish were from the moisvish shkolim. A definition of what's a carbon, what's not a carbon, would have a practical nafkamina la'alocha in whether the money was taken from the Trumas HaLishko or whether it was taken from the Moisesh Golem. Shmuel and Rav Chiya argue about the Peroiches. Is the Peroiches, when a new Peroiches was needed, they funded a new Peroiches, the Gemara says that they had to use many people to weave the Peroiches. The funding for the Peroiches was from the Moisesh Golem. Today, you just ask a private citizen to donate it and write a Le'ili Nishmas on the bottom. But the Peroiches in the Beis Hamikdash had to be brought from the communal funds, had to be brought from the Mois of Hegdish. Was it brought from the Moisesh Golem? The Trumas Alishka. What's the Machloikis? Explains the Sefer Mikdash Dovid. Mikdash Dovid is one of the classic Svarim on Kochim. The Briskerov, the ultimate expert in Seder Kochim of the last few generations, said that such a Sefer, which was written not long before World War II, about the year 1925 by Rav David Rappaport, could only be written by Ruach HaKodesh. It's a tremendous amount of goyness and yedias in Kochim. Mikdash David explains that on the one hand, the Peroiches is a tzarech for Karbonis, because the Karbonis that were brought in the Heichel on Yom Kippur, the dam was spritzed, the hazos adam was kineged the peroiches, and the dam that was spritzed in the base kach gadashim, the dam that was spritzed kineged the peroiches. The pshat is that the peroiches is similar to the mizbeach, that's part of the carbon. The dam that's put on the mizbeach renders the mizbeach a necessity for the carbon itself, in which case the money that would be used would be from Trumas HaLishka. That's mamish part of the Avodas HaKarbonos, is the kelim in the base of English that facilitate the havo of those carbonos. The fact that the dam was spritzed keneged ha-peroiches and the kapoiris, is that like a mizbeach? That's the mokom avodah? No. The place itself, the other side is, he says, that the mokum itself of the Heichel, the mokum of the Kodesh Kedoshim, that mokum itself is the mokum to be mazed. The dam was spritzed into the ear. Vinishvi, the dam did not touch the peroiches. It was only spritzed connected the peroiches. The pshat that it, but the peroiches is the receptacle for the dam, even though the dam doesn't touch it. Or no, the peroiches is just a simen ba'alma to a mokum of specific kedusha where the Torah says you have to spritz that dam. If all it is a simen ba'alma, so then the peroiches itself is part of the Beis HaMikdash, part of the Tzorchei HaMikdash, but it's not a kli for a korban. The money cannot be brought from the Trumas HaLishka from the Moisef HaShkolo. There's another nafkamina also. There's a loisa say of loisa suniti. You see in a shul, they make the menorah that we have, let's say on Chanukah, is the menorah that we have on Chanukah has 8 lights, plus the shamas on the side, but it's a tzura of shmoina. The menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was a 7 light menorah. The reason why we don't make a menorah in the dmus of the menorah, the pictures that are in the shuls of a menorah with the psukim around it, that's in front of Al-Pi Kabbalah, that's in front of the omud where the chazan stands, we don't make the tzura of a dmus of a menorah the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? There's a lav l'esas and iti. All kelim that were in the Beis HaMikdash cannot be replicated, as well as the ketores and the shemen hamishcha, cannot be replicated in civilian life, so to speak. would there be an Isser of Lesasun Iti on the Kruvim and on the Parochas? That would be the Shaila. If we said that the Parochas is one of the Kelim that's used for the Karbonis, then it carries with it the love of Lesasun Iti, it's possible that if the Kruvim as well, if the Kruvim and the Parochas are just a simen for where the Dam should be Mazev, they're not part of the Karbonis itself, maybe not. This is arguable, but the Achronim discussed such a type of concept. Now let's take this a step further. This idea of what's a carbon, what's not a carbon, things that are letzorich carbonis, and things that are used as part of the seder carbonis, but they're not a carbon itself, let's take this a step further. The soy ha-mishtaleach, soon we're going to be learning the Hashem Seches Yuma, the highlight, one of the highlights of the Avodas Yom Kippurim was taking out the soy ha-mishtaleach to push down the mountain, and that would turn the Chut HaShoni in the Beis HaMikdash, the red string white, to show the Kapor of Klal Yisrael. It's one of the highlights of the Avodas Yom Kippur. The Soya Mishtalech is Mufurish, that it was brought Mitrum Salishkin, the Mishnayis that we're learning. The same is true Par Aduma. Are these two Karbonis? Why not? They're not brought in the Beis HaMikdash. The Par was offered, the Par was Shechted and burnt. The whole Seder preparing the elaborate preparations to prepare the Par Aduma were performed on HaZesim, not in the Beis HaMikdash. There's no Issa Shchutei Chutz. That was the place. The Torah says that should be connected Ayekel. It's not in the Beis HaMikdash. It's connected the Beis HaMikdash. So Mishtalech, they took it miles out of Yerushalayim. They pushed through off a cliff. Is it a carbon? How could they be brought Mitzrum Salishka? What's interesting on a practical in not only for the times of the Beis HaMikdash is the Maril. Maril is one of the last of the Rishonim. Maril codified much of Minhag Ashkenaz the way we know it. He's the, as well as the Poisik of Minhagi Ashkenaz, the Maril also wrote a Pirush on the earliest Pirush on the Piyutim of the Kadmoinim of Davening, and on the Piyutim that we say as our recitation of the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. We say the speak out the whole Seder Avodah. There's one the Sfad Muse, one the Ashkenazim Muse. So in his Pirush, he's Marich when he talks about the Sor HaPnimi. Right, there were two Seirim that were brought. Says that they were Shavu B'Marich, Shavu B'Goydel. We'll meet Hashem. We'll learn the Sugi soon in Meseches Yuma, the next Mesechta Abba Alein L'Teiva. And what's described over there, the Torah says, is the two Seirim were taken. There was a Goydel Echad LaShem VeEchad LaZozel. The two Seirim looked exactly Shavu B'Koyma, Shavu B'Yofi, etc. And the Goyel came out Echad LaShem VeEchad LaZozel. One was Hukrav, one was for the Vidui. Both of them Vidui was set on, one of them was taken out to the Soya Mishtaleach Ayad Ishiti, and was pushed off the cliff, and the other one was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Dam went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Maril in his Piyut, on the Piyutim, speaks a lot about the Soya Pnimi, does not give much commentary to the Soya Mishtalech, even though that's maybe even the most dramatic part of the Avodah of Yom Kippur, the part that stands out the most. It's an Avodah that was not performed the whole year, pushing off the cliff, symbolized Averis of Klal Yisrael, the Ness of the Red String, so on. The Ikka Kapara is certainly by the Soya Mishtalech. L'chayra, the reason why the Maril was madgish the Soya Pnimi, not the Soya Mishtaleach, is because the reason why we say over the whole Seder Kabbonis is because in order for us to facilitate the Kapara of Yom Kippur, we want to at least have, in lieu of, unfortunately, not having a Beis HaMikdash and a Kohen Gadol and the whole Seder Avodah, we want to have at least the Bechin of Nishalma Parim Sfaseinu, which is why we say Kabbonis every day. So only that which is a Korban has a din neshama parim svaseinu. The Maril goes into an explanation in order that everybody should understand what the Soya Pnimi is. The Soya Mishtalech is not a carbon. There's no neshama parim svaseinu on that. So we see the chayr that's not a carbon. If it's not a carbon, then it shouldn't be brought in the Trumas Halishka. It seems to contradict what we're pointing out, that the Mishnah, the whole discussion that we had about Peroiches, is only whether it's part of the Karbonis or not. But certainly Trumas Halishka is only whatever is part of the Karbonis. The Maril would seem, the Maril's emphasis would seem to indicate that the Soya Mishtalech is not a carbon. On the other hand, we find Mefurish that when the Soya Mishtalech was pushed down, was pushed off the cliff, the nevela, when it got to the bottom of the Sar Mishtalech, does not have a din of nevela. Why? Because Dchiyosei Mitzuk, pushing him off the cliff, Zui Shchitase, has a din of a Shchita. It does have a din of an Avoida. The Rambam talks about the Sawyer, when the two Seirim that were Shavu were together in the Beis HaMikdash before the Vidui, if you checked either one of them outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it would be Shkutekut. It's clear that it does have some type of Shem Karban. Shal is, exactly, if it's brought Mitrum Zalishka. So why is it that it's not a Karban, Lagam and Shalom and Parmas Vasein? What would seem is that the two Seirim are not taken, that one is a Karban and one is not. The two Seirim, it's clear when Emir Tzashem will learn Yuma, this concept will become clear. The Shnei Seirim, it's that way also, Al Pi Agoda, Al Pi Drush, the Sifri Chesidus and the Sifri Musa and the Sifri Kabbalah, a Mayrich on the symbolism, the inner meaning of the two Seirim. One is Keneged Yaakov, one is Keneged Esav, the Seir Izim, the Yaakov war to get the brachas from Yitzchak, the whole struggle between Zeluma, Zel also Elokim, Shnei Goyim Bevitnech. There's a havdalah between the two. The two are similar. They're born together, Yaakov and Esav, and they had to be separated by birth. Zeh letoyv v'zeh lemutav. But in any case, together, they're one carbon. There's one shame carbon that's chal on the shnei asir. When they're standing in the Beis HaMikdash, the carbon is not. We discussed this, we'll discuss this, biyachas to shtei kinim. On Daf Yud Gimel, when we talk about two birds that are brought as part of one carbon, it's not that each one is a separate carbon, even though one is called a chatz, one is called a noila. They're two parts of the same carbon process. Over here also, the shtei se'irim are one carbon. The carbon is that there should be shnei se'irim, they should be nifrodim zemezeh, ayideh the goyro, echod la'shem ve'echod la'zozel. But when they're standing in the Beis HaMikdash, the kedusha that's chal on them is a kedusha of one carbon called shtei se'irim. So to bring them as a shem carbon mitrumas halishka, that's fine because it's chal on them kedusha carbon. When it's taken out and it's pushed off the cliff, that's not a havoz carbon. That's not a hakrov carbon. That's outside. The parah one could argue, since that's the mokim for it, it's connected to heichel. It's like in the Beis HaMikdash. It's on the har hazeisim. Again, over there, there's a lot of midrashim also that the Psukim of Zechariah and the Haftorah of Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkis is Vomdu Raglov Al HaZeisim, Lachem Zgoigumogog, Tchias HaMeisim will start from HaZeisim, so Por Adumu, which symbolizes the Tahara from Tumas HaMeis, also starts on HaZeisim. That's Mechuvin Al Beis HaMikdash, could be, but the Zor LaZozel has no Shaykhs to the Beis HaMikdash. It's an Avodah outside of the confines, it's brought outside the Beis HaMikdash. But when it's in the Beis HaMikdash itself, it's together as a carbon, as one Kaloshim carbon, together with its brother, the Sorel Lashem. So that's why that's brought from the Trumas Halishka. The Rav points out in the Mishnah that the reason why Poro is brought from Trumas Halishka, our Mishnah, is because Chatas Kaya Rachmanes. So it seems the Sifri learns it as a separate din. It seems that even though Pora is not per se a carbon, there's nothing brought of it in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's the Torah was mechadish in it also a shame carbon, even though it's not the regular shame carbon. It seems to be similar to what we're saying. On the one hand, the hakrov of it is not a hakrovus hakarbon, but the Pora itself has some type of kium shame carbon, and that's why it can be brought mitrumas halishkum. Just interesting, what we're pointing out from the Maril, that Nushalma Parmas Vaseinu would go more on the Sor HaPnimi than on the Sor LaZozel, because that's the Hakrova of the Sor HaPnimi is Hakrova's carbon, and the Hakrova of the Sor LaZozel is not. There's the famous Yesh Eimrim that's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Dalet Parashas, which says that somebody who's not, if it's not clear that a Bar Mitzvah boy is a Godel, or other chumris, parshas Poro is deraisa. Shteitz Shulchan Aruch. Nobody gets chenetz in the Mogen Avraham brings it. They all ask on it. Why should parshas Poro, again, it's like parshas Amolek, if you have to be makbid to have a vaday godl plain to be made to the tzibur? Parshas Poro but deraisa. What? Parshas Amolek is a parsha. Yoytze the mitzvah of skiras maizes skiras mechias Amolek with the reading. Well, the reading of Parshas Poro is deraisa. could be that there's some type of a neshama parms fosenu if it is a carbon. But again, the poskim over there, matmiya, very hard to understand what would be the derais about it.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.